Soy muy guapa.
Right, let's just make a quick recap of what we learned yesterday. We spoke about using a door knocker on Shabbos. So we said that there's an issur of shmos kol. A person must make things which make a noise. You can't use things which make a noise on Shabbos. And therefore the Ramah holds that one shouldn't use a door knocker designated for making a noise on Shabbos. That's what he says. We said the Maaseh that if b'shas hadchak, someone's stuck, let's say he can't get into his house without using a door knocker. So then, some poskim say that since the whole Issa, Shmos Kol, is only up to the Chodik Issa, the Eitzat Tzorech one can be maker. So therefore, there's certain leniencies in Shmos Kol. So for example, one of them is this thing over here, a door knocker. Another one is for a Chole, for example. Someone who's not well, and he needs to make a noise to attract the attention of people. That also is allowed if, what do you call it? If the Machom Chole, that's allowed. That's what we said yesterday. Whistling on Shabbos we spoke about, we said that whistling is not included in the Gzeira, Chazal. They didn't make this included, and they allowed a person to whistle. Then we spoke about rattles and bells and horns, all these things for children. Very interesting thing actually, is actually for children, give it to children. So normally a keli which is designated for music, which a rattle is, it's made to make a noise, is muksa. Because it's that's what it's famous for. So, it should be moksa, the it should be moksa, yeah? Far away, I'm sorry. So that is only if it's inevitable when you move it to make a noise. If you could move it in a way where it's not a particular race, it's going to rattle, then that's not called the moksa to a king. You give it to a child. If you give it to a child, some say you shouldn't give it directly to the child, actually, because you're making the child do an issa, rattling is an issa. So even though the child's allowed to, but you mustn't give an issa to a child. I would say that you're allowed to do that. Issa is drabonant, more lenient, and therefore that's a bit of machlokes over here, what you're allowed to do. But trying to put it down in front of him, carefully, without making a noise, that is allowed to be done. Yeah? If the child gets very upset, if he hasn't got a rattle, let's say the child's crying a lot, the only way to calm the child down is to shake the rattle to calm him down. You have nothing else to do. Then that is again the same head as a chola. Since a chola, someone's not well, you're allowed to do this issa of Ashmos Kol. So for a child who can't be calmed down, you'd be allowed to do the same thing. That's what we finished off yesterday. Okay, that's more or less the halachas of Hashmos Kol. So we spoke about dancing, clapping, all these things. I don't know if I mentioned to you, but clapping is mutter when you do it with a shimmer. Yes, if a person claps like this, for example, there's nothing wrong at all. Again, clapping for Sikkos Torah is no problem at all, and clapping the Torah mitzvah is a machlokas. Some people allow clapping the Torah mitzvah, others disagree. But if you want to make yourself safe, according to all accounts, a person claps when you're shinoing, then that's definitely allowed to be done. That's definitely mutter. Okay, let's move on now. Very interesting now. I'm thinking about making markos on Shabbos. So this is an interesting gezeiros chazal, actually. It's fascinating how far chazal went to make gezeiros. It's relevant to Shabbos. We said in Makil Patis to improve a keli is osa. Let's say someone's got a nice utensil and he wants to paint a picture on the utensil. He wants to improve it, he wants to make it better. That's the problem of Makil Patis. Improving a keli is called Makil Patis. So Chazal said, who are din? If someone's got a beggar, the garment, so about garment first of all, and you scent the garment, you make the garment smell nice. That's an improvement to the garment. That's awesome to do on Shabbos. What?
Not
Mayim, anyway. Mayim Dreyach, that's the Issa of Mayim Dreyach. That's a tikkun, it's called tikkun money. It's a gzera of tikkun money. It's like improving the keli. You've made the keli a better keli. You've made the beggar better. So midrabbanon, it's also to do the Issa of Mayim Dreyach to make a keli smell nice. It's also because of Moshe Rech. I'm leaving this. Halach and Tokuf Yud Aleph. Fascinating halach actually is. Tokuf Yud Aleph. Ein Oishim Mo Vada. Avram Oishim Mo Vada. Ramon says, also Lishoi Kois from Busman Abagot. You mustn't make a garment smell nice on the altar. What? In Shabbat, no difference. We should have the Moshe Ben Recha. You're making a garment smell nice. And that's an Issa of Moshe Rech. It's an Issa of Midrabonon. He says, the Mishnah Berurah says, "Afilu beged shemarichin kvar." Even if the beged really smells nice, and you want to make it smell stronger, ein nitna lo kadesh shariach yosi. You mustn't put it on to make it smell better. You mustn't do that as well. The kol makom esrog shayim munach le'erev yomtov on a beged, and not lo man. If you had an esrog lying on a beged, and the beged smelled nice from the esrog, Motalazio, the Enamaria used to be shulkan. It doesn't make it stronger. It really had a strong smell anyway, this garment with the estric inside it. Which is someone wrapped up an estric in a handkerchief. He takes it out and yonto and shakes it at the estric, and he wants to put it back in the handkerchief. That's not called moisture. You're not, it's any well strong smell, that's not adding. But to make a strong smell, or to make a fresh smell onto a garment is a problem. So where's that relevant to us? Let's see, so where's that relevant to us over here? Who does it now? It's very interesting actually. Perfume comes in, yeah, that's right, it could be a perfume. What? For some people, they want to make themselves smell nice. What they do is, a woman might smell, spray some perfume onto her baguette in order that when she walks in the street, she smells nice. Now that, lechol, is problematic. Because you're doing it to make the baguette smell nice. Okay, well, speak about it, if you spray it yourself and it goes onto the baguette as well. But the to spray a baguette is a problem. To spray a baguette with the intention of making the baguette smell nice.
When you want to smell it.
What?
If you spray the baguette because you want to smell it.
Don't make a difference.
Smell.
You must have
made it. Not because of the baguette.
Yeah, don't make a difference. You must have put a smell onto something.
Smell onto a baguette.
You must have put the smell onto a baguette. It's an interesting halacha. So, boys, can you use air freshener on Shabbos? Can you spray air freshener in the room on Shabbos?
Yeah.
An air freshener into a room on Shabbos.
Yeah.
There, why is that right?
It's
not in there. It's not going on anything, yeah? There's not going on anything. It disperses in the air. Yeah, that's an incidental device. The main thing is that a person spraying it, it's not going anywhere. It's going in the air. It's dispersing in the air. It's not going into anything tangible. And therefore, that's takamutta to do. Oh, so we'll come to that later, yeah? That's 1 minute. Now, there's an interesting halakha. Can you spray, this is an interesting child actually. Can you spray insect repellent on yourself? Or onto, can you spray insect repellent onto a baguette? Let's talk about yourself.
You're not making a
garden smell.
Okay,
you make a bad smell.
Yeah,
it's a bad smell.
Yeah, but you're
sucking the cave back,
didn't
you? Stop sucking the cave. Stop it, animal's coming. Don't the insects coming. You're not sucking the cave.
You know, it's for you. It's for you. It's a goof.
It's not for the goof. That doesn't matter. The mice is not on the goof. But the head of one of the goof or other which will come to is only when it's on the body itself. Here's an interesting shayla. Can you spray a bad smell? We're talking always up to Chazal made a gezeira not to spray something where you're improving the item, you're making it better. Here, when you want to spray onto a garment, for example, you don't want insects coming to the room, so you spray on the bottom, you don't want to come to you even. So you don't want to come to you, so the mushroom, you spray yourself that on the garment that it doesn't come, is that allowed? So that's an interesting shayla. There are shayla's over here actually. Here in the deal shoe brings over here but a holy beggar reach raw to put onto a beggar the bad smell. They're going little by chomam of reachitushim to stop the ants and whatever the flies coming on there. Das agon shloim shmuel vosner shasun. And this is very, very, it's nothing. But he learned that Issur Chazal is to make a beggar smell. What smell you making? As long as the beggar is smelling, that's the Issur Boyd's Reach.
Put tabak on the tissue and all that.
What?
To put smell tabak on a tissue.
Close ulcer.
Yeah,
okay.
If it's
a decision
to go through
a big
ulcer.
I don't think it's different. That's a good question. Asking is not bigger. I don't think it's different. The mice, it's going onto something else.
Meant to throw away the tissue. You're going to throw it away anyway. It's not
going to wear real tissue.
No,
paper tissue. I'm not sure. It's a good show. I don't know actually. The chori, I would have thought Chazal and Yelad.
It's all about the mouthwash.
Oh, I'll come to the smell. As well as this issue. The Maaseh in Erech HaShabbos about this spray, he speaks about this over here, about making a spray. Lodos Reach. Hoi Lodos Reach, Nekin Yitushim. Erech HaShabbos, the Indian has seen this Chemish Yitushim, Reach, Deich Yitushim, Agave Beged, Nach Yitushim, in order to stop the flies coming. Roh HaOra, he wants to make it actually, Erech HaShabbos. He says the bad smell is not included in the Gzeirah. The whole issa is to make a good smell. To make a bad smell, he wants to tie that. That's not issa of Holodus Reh. Interesting, Machlokas. So you've got Machlokas, which is Rosh Hashanah, and the Erech HaShabbos over here about someone wants to spray a beged with a bad smell to stop insects coming. You know how to do it. The Vosner holds the problem. It looks like the Erech HaShabbos is saying that the Maaseh should be mutter. It's got a big stuff to say that a bad smell should be allowed to be done.
Making it better.
Then there's another exception. So we've captured one exception we spoke about, which is quite right, and that exception is the Moshe on Kufa Adam, on a person himself. There's no issa of spraying. So a woman wants to put perfume on, a man wants to put deodorant on. All these things are mutter on a person himself. Who are doing on the hair? All these things are mutter. That's natural hair. A shaitel, that's a beged. And that, you cannot put spray on to make it smell nice. Besides, even if it doesn't smell nice, it could be a shadow of boiling or something, to put it in there. But then I said, that's a different thing, yeah? The way to mat the motion to make the gufa odom, to make the person smell nice, the person wants to wash his hands, and he uses soap in the motion to wash his hands, there's no problem to it. Even though his hands smell very nice, he's been moaning the ray out of the hands, they've got a nice, pleasant smell, there's no issue. No issue in that at all, because on the gufa odom, on a person himself, there's no issue of moaning ray. Yeah? Another exception is on food.
Can he wipe his hands on the towel now?
Oh, that's a good shy. That's a nice stuff. But that's the question I've got a possible mention. It should be a problem, this actually. Once you've washed your hands and it smells nice, why is there no problem to dry your hands on the towel? Looks like that's incidental. You're not intending to make it nice.
Smell
going
onto the towel.
I do. Well, I thought it does. I thought maybe it does. That's what someone else is catching, actually. Why we don't ask, why we don't say this. It's actually interesting why we don't. That's one heter. So one heter is good for autumn. There's another heter on food and drink. Food and drink, the marshal. A person's got food and drink in his house, the marshal. Let's give an example over here. He wants to add garlic to his sauce. He wants to make it smell nice. Or curry powder. There's no issue of moed reach on food and drink. Yeah? No issue of moed reach on food and drink. So anything you want to make on Shabbos and Yom Tov, and you want to make the food smell nice, that's your kavanah, to make the food smell nice, there's no issa of moilid reach on food and drink. Let's give a few examples over here. Add rum, vanilla essence, all these things to put in, there's no problem at all. However, this is an interesting shayla. What about if the water is used for washing? You want to use the water for washing, can you set the water? No, the liquid soap goes in your hand straight, yeah?
No, I say if you wash your liquid in the special, you've got scented liquid soap.
I want you to do it, to make the
dishes smell nice.
Well, the plates smell nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's an interesting shy that. Yeah, the chayla is a problem. Because then, Mishmur's got an interesting shy. Mishmur speaks about shyla, the mosque about a kohen. Mishmur speaks about shyla, if the kohen, before they wash their hands, they want to put some scent in the water to make the thing smell nice. What? So when they wash their hands smell nice. And Mishmur says, the nice reason why he says you shouldn't do it, actually. And here in Tok of your Aleph, Mishmur says the same thing over here. Who had in the Osnitz of Yom Tov, Amerika, Tokha Mayim, Kadesh Yeriku. You also put smelling stuff. What?
Before
Shabbos, no problem. If you do it before Shabbos, there's no problem, yeah? There's no problem if you do it before Shabbos. The Shabbos is, can you make a water smell nice on Shabbos itself? So the Bishop Ruin Hilchos Birkas Kohanim brings down that the Kohanim want to wash their hands and Yom Tov, whatever Tuchel, whatever the room, and they want to put into the water a scent to make it smells nice, because it's a pleasant aroma that comes out. Bishop Ruin brings down that we should mach and we should not do it.
Also the toilet.
Oh, I'll come to the toilet also, I don't want to do it today. Toilet also, yeah, all these things, he's right, he's asking about the toilet as well, yeah? Person flushes the shame and the water gets scented, is that the Kohanim is somebody rare?
Yeah, colour water as well.
No,
not yeah, you have a shadow coloured as well. But I'm talking about even when it's not coloured, even when it's just pure, it's colourless. Even that, lechora, is an issue. Lechora, well, it's nice, it's okay, but the nice one has to know why it's alright. Lechora, it should be a problem when you react. Anyway, coming back to here, this shadow over here, where a person wants to set the water, sending water, which is called machne. So lechora, let's talk about mouthwash over here. Now, a person's got mouthwash. So he wants to put, normally how you make the mouthwash is you dilute it into water. You take a few drops of the mouthwash and you put it into a cup of water. And what you're doing there is you're scenting the water. The water being scented. Are you going to do that on Shabbos?
It's not a nice smell, you can call it a
rubber. What?
The mouthwash?
It's meant to be a nice smell, that's what they're making it for.
It's a bit flavour.
It's a bit flavour, they make it that when you come and speak to me I smell a nice smell, that's what they're doing for. That's what they're doing for. They're not making it to make a bad smell. They're making it to make that when you speak to the person you're speaking to has got a nice smell. That's the whole idea of it. It's meant to be a pleasant smell. So the Urkh Shabbos does that is, have all these Shabbos been made pair that serves Shabbos are pair of Shabbos. I want to use a mouthwash on Shabbos. Then he says, the Yarevist Tibbos may appear but mine but air Shabbos. You should make the mixture before Shabbos. Ideally, this mixture should be made before Shabbos. Because you're coming up to this Shiloh of scenting water. What you're doing really is you're infringing on this question of scenting water.
Why is it
scenting water?
Why more than food?
Food, no. If you're eating the food, there's no issa. Chazal didn't make an issa when you eat the food or drink. But here you're not drinking it. It's like you're here, you're going to spit the water out. It's quite a good point, I'm saying, yeah? But that's posh at the bottle. Someone's got flowers in a vase, and he wants to pour some perfume into the water there to make the room smell nice. That's mamish moed re'ah. You're not going to drink that water. We're talking about if you drink or eat the item, then there's no problem with moed re'ah. That's no problem at all. But here, where you're not going to drink the water, you're going to spit the water out. That's the same as washing your hands with the water. L'chayre, that should be a problem with moed re'ah. So he passes over here, so ideally, one should make it before Shabbos. Because sensing on Shabbos is problematic. That's moed re'ah.
Take the mouthwash and water.
That's better. Someone puts mouthwash into his body, into his mouth, that's mutter. Moed re'ach into his mouth is mutter. Let's see, I think he's got a shakir about this as well, actually, yeah? I think the money speaks about it as well, actually.
Because he doesn't
want to send the mouthwash,
he wants to
dilute
your mouthwash.
Oh, hi! Mamish, you mamish on the water tonight. Wow, very good. Here's the mamish, let's have a look here.
He needs to change the stronger.
Well, just what did you say a minute ago about what?
First.
Yes, someone speaks about putting it first in your mouth.
No.
I'm sure we'll speak about it. Someone speaks about it. Let me just check it out right now. Put first in the mouth. So you understand, sharing with the mouthwash, the chur is problematic, he says, yeah? At the bottom, he brings the straw from Shlomo Zalman. And Shlomo Zalman says it could be that this mouthwash is butter. Because here, you're not doing it to set the water. You're doing it to take away the strong taste of the mouthwash. That's why I read up the Svar of Shlomo Zalman. The Mishnah, he says over here. You're not really doing it to put the. You don't really want to make the scent of the mouthwash in the water. And a rakle dalel is a rikushalahem. You want to dilute the consistency. But achem datalahatim. Therefore, Shlomo Zalman says that it could be mouthwash is allowed to be done. Shasta, Urshah Shabbos was not happy with this story. He asked a kasha, I read that way, he said, into kasha, the chari yesh la'ayim as far as you can ask a kasha on this svara. Ha'odam ma'unin nishtah is pivot, so is there ain't that become a tipot. It's not really true, really, this svara. There's 2 drops of mouthwash that you've got, it's not enough for your mouth. You need the water to get the taste to spread it over. So he says you do really want the water to get the taste as well. He's asking on Shabbos Zalman, that's not really just dilute it. And my son, you want the whole mixture to have the scent as well. And therefore, he's asking this for. The Maaseh of Shlomo Zalman time is that mouthwash is better than a normal case of moed re'ah. Again, let's make a
difference if you put the scent in the water.
No, it makes no difference how you do it. Whatever way you do it, the Maaseh is the problem. It's like the moed re'ah. I mean, again, Chazal made an issa because it's doma to makor patish. You're creating something new. You're improving an item. That means beforehand, like you said, the person has got a keli and he improves the keli. That's makor patish. Who had it? Chazal says, someone's got a beged and he makes the beged smell nice. That's an improvement to the beged that's similar to makor patish. Therefore, Chazal says, anything which in God of night you're making a scent onto something is also as a macropatish. There's anything that applies to, yeah, I mean, it applies to clothes, it applies to furniture. Someone's got a couch, for example, and he wants to make it smell nice. He puts a bit of powder, he wants to mix a powder into it or whatever to make it smell nice, or whatever it is. Or a person going to shoots, for example, and it's got a bad smell, so he wants to spray something, he wants to put something in there.
Get sick on the carpet.
Yeah, so if someone's been ill and someone spread it or made it dirty on the carpet, for example, and you want to make the take away the smell, the chora, that's also from the moilid rea. The chora, that's also from the moilid rea. Unless you say taking away that smell is not a problem. Again, air freshener is no problem whatsoever. We said this, yeah? Air freshener is no problem at all. It's not spraying at anything. It's dispersing in the air, that's okay. There's no problem with moilid rea on a kufa adam. On the actual person himself, there's no moilid rea. That means the hair of the person and the body of the person. The person can wash their hands with soap, he can put deodorant on, he can put perfume on, and he can spray his hair with someone. A woman wants to spray her hair, with a girl wants to spray her hair, that's allowed. A shaitel, though, that's called a beged, that's called a garment, and that you may not spray with. So food and drink and the body is no problem at all. And then we said that there could be a problem.
The shower is the shape of his real hair.
Yeah, I know. So that's, now it's called a beggar. Now it's not, no, not it's part of the person. So that's the beggar. Now it's class of the beggar. All right, wait a second.
Why don't we know this?